From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a protest march here in Washington Saturday, showing some opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world, including Antarctica. Actor and activist America Ferrera spoke before the so-called Women's March in Washington.
We are gathered here and across the country and around the world today to say, Mr. Trump, we refuse.
President Trump left the White House before the protesters' scheduled arrival time there for a previously planned visit to CIA headquarters.
Very, very few people could do the job you people do. And I want to just let you know, I am so behind you. And I know maybe sometimes you haven't gotten the backing that you've wanted. And you're going to get so much backing.
The CIA visit was an apparent bid to mend fences and meet with top security officials. Because in the past, Mr. Trump has sharply criticized the U.S. intelligence community. He had been at odds with U.S. intelligence since President Obama asked them to look into whether alleged Russian hacking helped Mr. Trump win the election. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile. It happened late Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of regional military intervention. Jammeh's departure opens the way for the transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago. Barrow, who was sworn in Thursday as Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal, is now expected to return to Gambia. This is VOA News.